This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for joining me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show planned for you, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. Today you're in for a real treat. Our guest on today's show is Lorraine Bosie-Smith. Lorraine is a certified professional behavior analyst, fitness professional, and wellness motivator. Lorraine had a serious battle with stress in her own life, and it nearly killed her. Both of her parents died young, and most of her relatives didn't make it past 65. She knew she was on the same track, so 20 years ago, she embarked on a journey to discover a better way to manage stress and focus on her complete health, mind, body, and soul. That includes eating right and exercising, which she will tell you isn't something she does on the side. Rather, it's an important part of her everyday life. By making simple changes, Lorraine has transformed her sick and weak body into a strong, healthy one. She's going to tell us how she did it and how you can do it too. I know you're going to find today's conversation incredible and very inspirational. Welcome to the show, Lorraine.
What a joy to be with you today.
I'm really excited for our conversation, and you've got an amazing story and just an incredible journey. And I'd love to start by having you tell our listeners just a little bit more about your background and how you became a wellness motivator.
Yes, thank you. You know, nobody in my family, I don't know how yours was, but nobody had this talk with me about stress. Like, you know, sweetheart, when the stuff hits the fan, this is what you do. And so, you know, like many of us, I didn't have any tools on my tool belt when my life completely fell apart. I went through a very, very horrible, horrible divorce at the same time that my mother was dying. And all of this stress consumed me, and I didn't know what to do with it. And so I stopped eating. And it wasn't that I deliberately said, I don't want to eat, but my body could not consume any food. And I found myself at 97 pounds at 5'10". And all of a sudden one day, I didn't even have the strength to get out of my bed. I mean, my body was shutting down. My hair was falling out. It shouldn't be the scariest part of this, but it was to me, these big, huge handfuls of hair falling into the shower. And I just knew I had to do something different. I had to figure out, what did I do with all of this emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual stress that was going on in my life? And that's really what put me on this journey to say, I have to, absolutely, this is not a choice. I have to figure out how to manage this stress in order to cope. And the reality is, you know, once you get through one stressful event, life seems to throw you other things. And I knew I didn't have a chance, you know, I had to figure this out. And so as I learned and discovered these things, I wanted to share those with others and embarked on becoming a certified personal trainer and fitness professional and just really made this my lifestyle. And so as I, like you said, you know, got stronger and healthier, I definitely wanted other people to get on that path and not go where I had gone.
I love that you share your journey and what you went through, and that's an incredible, we call it your big why. Why do you want to get healthy? Why are you motivated to live healthier? And to really take what you've learned and share that. And I love that you took a step back, you know, at some point and really listened to your body and what was going on, because losing your hair, losing extreme weight like that, things like that are really signs that something's going on. And so often I've heard three or four stories recently where people had things going on in their body for a long time that they discounted and didn't take action on. And by the time they did, it was beyond the point of being able to really do anything about it. They were so sick. Whereas if you listen earlier, you can really change and transform the direction you're going in.
Oh, you were speaking my message. I, you know, just have this mantra for folks that you listen to your body's whisper, because once it screams at you, oh my goodness, we're in trouble. And so that's exactly, you know, what we're helping people to do is to learn those signs. And, you know, you said the big why, and I'm a proponent that we must know what our why is in order for us to make this part of our life, not just an event that we do once in a while. And, you know, coupled with the stress that I had, you know, you mentioned early, and I'll just expand on it, because in my family, the joke when you go to the doctor's office and you're filling out the paperwork, what runs in your family? I sit there and I go, I don't know, other than death, because everybody's died so young. We don't know if heart disease runs in the family. We don't know if high cholesterol or any of these other things exist, because they've died so young of cancer. And so I really encourage people to find what their big why is. Mine is to be fit over 50. It's not just a saying. It's not even just the title of my book. I am very serious when I say I want to make it past 50, which this year is that big year. I want to be healthy and strong. And so on those days, which we all have, even when we want to be healthy, we just don't want to put those running shoes on. We just don't want to go to the gym. Well, I have pictures of my parents strategically throughout the house that remind me, no, you must. I don't care if it's not your best physical exercise day. I don't care if you don't do as much as you thought you were going to do, but you must do something.
You said some things that really I mean, you said quite a bit that resonates, but there are a couple things that I really want people to go back and make sure they hear. The first thing, and I'd say it's a tweetable, it's listen to your body's whisper.
Yes.
Our body gives us a lot of signals and signs.
Absolutely.
And tells us so much if we would just slow down a little bit and really pay attention to it. I think when you eat, you can quickly determine if something's not agreeing with you or it's not good for you. If you just listen to your body.
Yes, it tells us so much. And I like to look at the positives of getting older. And one of those is, I believe our window is much shorter for those messages to come. I think when we're younger, we can, you know, get away with stuff and eat some things that our body doesn't like, but it handles it better. Not so much when we get older, and I think that's a good thing, because that is that whisper saying, you know, when you eat the dairy, it just doesn't work for me. We need to figure something else out. And, you know, lo and behold, when you make some minor adjustments, we're just shocked at how much, you know, better our bodies run and how much more energy we have, and it's just so worth paying attention.
It is. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Minor adjustments will have a big impact on our health and our body. And I also love the fact that you say that exercise is part of your life, not just an event that you do once in a while. And I know that you've got a lot of pictures of yourself and some with your dog on Facebook of hiking. So it sounds like that's something that you love to do.
It is. You know, it's something that the dog obviously, you know, gets the benefit from, but we get fresh air and we see different places and, you know, we embark on trying new trails and we also bike and canoe and, you know, it's just a variety of things. My garage is, you know, like a sporting goods store, and it's not that I do every one of those every day, but, you know, it's that variety, and, you know, that's part of who I am as a certified behavioral analyst, is studying people's wiring. We have to understand who we are and what works for us. You know, some people can just do the same thing over and over again, and it works for them, and that's fantastic, but I need that variety, so that's why you see me in Sedona one time and Prescott another time, and, you know, I want just to intake as much variety and different things as I can. So I incorporate that into my mm-hmm. fitness.
Do you find that a lot of people need that variety? I mean, I know I do. I'll get in a routine of doing the same thing for a while, but then I get tired of it. And I just, it seems like I constantly need something new, and I hadn't really thought of it that way, but I need to build in more variety in what I do. I think I would do it longer if I did.
Yes. What I have done, and I have my book, Finally Fit, and FIT is Fitness Individuality Trait. And what I've done is taken all my years of this behavioral study that I applied to leadership, right? I've been transforming leaders for well over 20 years. I applied it to our fitness because nobody was doing that. And what I found is, you know, we have four styles: fast, fun, friendly, and factual. And I hope people write that down because they're already going to start to identify with one of those. Well, our fun people are the ones that need that variety. These are often the ones that watch late night TV and they get so excited about some great new machine and they buy it because they can be very spontaneous, but then it sits in their garage because it's not fun. They're the ones mm-hmm. that need the variety. They need different classes. They need, you know, to run a different path. And if they try to do too much structure, they get bored and they give up. And my heart wants to tell people that it's not you. You know, when you feel like you're a failure and why can't I exercise and why can't I stick with it, it's most likely because they're trying to do it in a way that works for someone else. Because you look at the factual people, they are the ones that put it on their calendar from now till the cows come home. And they can do it because that gives them comfort. They like to know what is coming up. And so they will attend the same classes every week. They will run the same jogging path because that works for them. And so, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer this one-size-fits-all approach does not work. We have to find our own style and then, you know, create that lifestyle around it.
That's really interesting. We need to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to continue this conversation because I want people to really understand and get a better handle maybe on how they can start identifying what style they are. Because I think if people find their style, they'll be able to find that exercise, that activity that they'll really enjoy. And if they don't enjoy it, you know, they can make that switch. So I want to talk a little bit more about that when we get back.
Excellent.
This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Jonelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Lorraine Bosie-Smith. And before the break, and if you missed it, you need to go back and listen to it. Lorraine talked about her FIT model, and that's fitness individuality trait. And people are either, they like fast, fun, friendly, or factual, and I love that. So I hope you did write it down like Lorraine suggested. And I'd love to ask you, Lorraine, are there some things, you talked a little bit about some of the things in a few of the categories, but how can people start to identify which one they are so that they can then identify activities that they might be more likely to do, or how can they get more information from you so that they can figure that out?
Yes, well, the exclusive assessment is part of my book, Finally Fit, so they can get that from me and take a 20-question survey to really drill down into their fast, fun, friendly, factual profile. Because in essence, we're really a combination of two, and the more information we have on that, the more equipped we are to design our life. But we can quickly give people tools right now that they can say, okay, I identify with, whichever profile. So here are some questions we ask. Are you outgoing or are you more reserved? Life requires us to be both. And, when you're a quiet, shy person, but you have to make a presentation, you become more outgoing for that moment. But when you're an outgoing person and you're at a presentation, you have to listen, you become more reserved. But naturally, we wake up one or the other. So, write down that you're outgoing or more reserved when you're just your natural self. The second question is then, do you prefer people or tasks? And again, life requires both. But there are those of us who wake up, and this is me, what do I get to do today? What do I get to accomplish? And I want to check it off my list, right? That's a task person. There are others mm-hmm. who go, who am I going to get to see? Who am I getting to talk to? I can't wait for this conversation. And, I'm going to connect on Facebook. They're the people-oriented. And it doesn't mean task people hate people. It's just their brain goes there first. So write down, are you more task or people? And now what you do is you put those together. If you are an outgoing task person, like myself, that's my first, you are a fast person. You talk fast. You walk fast. You're very goal-oriented. If you said you're outgoing, but, hey, I like people, you're the fun profile. Now, the more reserved folks, if you're the reserved task, you're that factual person. If you're the reserved people, you're the friendly. And, you see that there's some common traits. So oftentimes a fast person like me will also like to be fun. So what that means for me and anyone else who said, okay, I'm outgoing and task and I kind of like some people, is you're definitely going to want things that go fast. You don't go to a gym and wait an hour in line to use a machine. You go, I can't be bothered, and you leave, And, you're often doing races and competitions because you want to challenge yourself, but you nonetheless want to have a good time. So, hey, the rock and roll marathons, right, those in the races that have fun and the color runs, combine those two to set you up for success. But if you're on that other side and you're like, oh, my gosh, I break into hives thinking of all that crazy people stuff. It's just a little overwhelming. I'm more of a one-on-one person. That's why Curves has been so successful. It's very community-oriented, meaning people come in and it's one-on-one and they share recipes. They get to know each other. They encourage. They become partners in it, and supporters. And then, of course, the factual, as I mentioned, they really set their schedule, and they do well if they join a club, and every Saturday at exactly the same time, they are going to get together and they're going to do their event. They work well with their calendars and structure. And so you can see when we work against that, you get some, fun person who's trying to structure their life to death, and they wonder why they hate exercise. And so when we can work within each of those profiles, we start to go, wow, I enjoy this. And when you enjoy it, guess what? You're going to stick with it, and then you get the results.
I have to say I'm fascinated with it. I haven't heard it explained this way before. And it really makes a lot of sense. And I think if people really understand where they are, it will help them pick those activities that they'll do and they'll enjoy, they'll have fun with. And when you enjoy what you're doing, you continue to do it. It's not so much work.
It really isn't. And you save money because when you spend your money in the right places, you don't have all this equipment sitting in your garage that's not getting used. You know, for those fun people, I say do not try to work out at home. Invest in a membership at a club or some organization where they have a variety of things for you to choose from. So, you know, for 2 weeks you might be doing Zumba, and then you say, oh, but now I'm going to do the spin classes. And you've got to change it up because you need to feed that part of your personality.
I know, that's really interesting. Does identifying kind of what that personality is, does that impact how people eat too, or is that just really around exercise?
Oh my goodness. What has made this so incredible of a journey for me is this impacts everything. How you drive, how you walk, talk, interact, lead, motivate others and yourself, and yes, how we eat. It sounds very foreign to some styles when you say that the fast people oftentimes forget to eat. And I think that's why, back to my story, why when stress hit, that's what happened to me, because my style doesn't think of food. I have to deliberately go, oh, yes, it's lunch. I must fuel myself. And it's because we're so fast. We're on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And it's why we can get in trouble on the other side, right? Because being too thin and having my hair fall out was not healthy. Mm-hmm. But then you look at the friendlies, bless their hearts, they are the ones that probably struggle with weight the most, because it's all about sitting down with their wonderful friend or cooking for their family because it's comfort and it's social, but not, you know, the big boom, boom thing. It's that relationship, and I want to sit down with you for 2 hours. And food is so part of that in our culture, and so food becomes a problem for them. And so it's understanding that and recognizing that, you know, choosing some healthier options. You know, I even have a cookbook, Jonelle, that helps you figure out your style. And so for, like, the fast, they have a race car. And so these recipes in my cookbook are fast because, they, you know, who wants to spend 3 hours when you're a fast person cooking? Well, then I have the healthy options out of heart. And then I have, you know, these cute recipes that take a little longer, and they're wonderful for families. But then I have these little ingredients that you can switch out that reduce the fat and make them a little healthier. And, again, back to our statement that small adjustments can make that big change. And so I think when we understand our tendencies of food, we can be more aware, and it goes back to that listening to ourselves, to our bodies, and then, you know, trying to make the best course based on that.
Interesting. I love that. And again, it really makes perfect sense. So I really want everyone to pay attention to where they think they are, and certainly would, you know, encourage them all to get your book and take that assessment, so the survey, so that they can really figure out where they are. Because I think, again, having the information allows you to make the right choices to really take care of your body, to fuel it. And I can see how stress plays into all of this, because if you've got all that equipment in your garage and you're not using it, it brings on stress, you know, and if you're not exercising, you're not releasing that stress. So many of the things that we do and the choices we make add that stress. And we know when you're under stress, your body doesn't process food correctly. Nothing works right.
No, you don't sleep well, and then that creates another problem, right? Because we feel sluggish, and so we end up grabbing some more of the wrong things, and it becomes this vicious cycle. No matter what our style, we all face stress. And, you know, if anybody has this message of live a stress-free life, run the other way, because it's not true. You know, there's three different types of stress that I've identified in all my years of research and, of course, learning this for myself. We have positive stress, right? These are the happy moments, you know, the marriage, the new job, the new house. We have the negative stress, which those are the ones we get because we feel it, right? You know, it's the loss of the job, the loss of a loved one, and divorce, and all of those, you know, hard, painful things. But then there's motivating stress, and this is what gets us, you know, why I was on time and you were on time, right? We had an appointment, and that motivates us to be there on time, and our due dates at work and our projects and book deadlines, and that's our motivating stress. It's never going to go away. We require that to function. But all of those stresses, our body's chemical reaction that it goes through, that fight or flight mode, it doesn't distinguish between those three stress. Stress is stress to the body. So guess what? If you're not managing, you know, the stress and understanding that impact, it makes you sick. In fact, you know, statistics are 75 up to 95% of all of our illnesses, all of the things that make us go to the doctor are actually stress-related. And that is mind-blowing.
It is, and it also really goes back to so much of it are lifestyle choices and mm-hmm. things that we have some control over, or how we handle them we have control over. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to pay attention to it, and that's why this conversation is so important. We need to take another quick break, and when we come back, I'd love to have you talk just a little bit about some of your experiences when you're coaching people and how you get them to really understand what their personality style is. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Lorraine Bosie-Smith, and we're having a fascinating conversation about her fit model, about your fitness personality, and it impacts not just exercise, but eating and all the things you do. And before the break, we were even talking about how stress impacts your body and your health. So if you've missed anything, you need to go back and listen. I'd love to ask you, Lorraine, can you talk a little bit about when you're coaching people, do you find that it's easy to get them to understand their personality style and how it impacts their life? Or, you know, how do you get them to really see that and really realize how important understanding that is?
Everybody instinctually has an idea, you know, who they are. I mean, we live with ourselves. But I have been quite surprised how folks truly don't take that to heart and understand that their communication is going to be different than someone else. How they handle stress is going to be different because of their style. And you had mentioned that, you know, some stress we create ourselves. Well, when we don't understand that I'm different than my husband, that does create stress. And so, you know, one of the big rewards is opening people's eyes to this. And they tend to be very open, right? Because who wants more stress? Who wants mm-hmm. things to go hard? And when you can quickly understand your style and how it's been influencing you, you go, oh my goodness, this is why so-and-so at work and I don't get along, because they're so different. And you can appreciate them. And really, you know, we build bridges with this to have better relationships. I've even saved marriages, not because I'm some, you know, magical person, but because I've opened their eyes to recognize that they, you know, husbands expect their wives to do exactly what they want and vice versa. Instead, you know, we have to learn to speak each other's languages. There's just certain ways that we want, you know, things to come for us. And, you know, with the stress, understanding that one person, you know, may need to go out, like the fast people, back to our styles, the best way for them to recover from stress is to go do something aggressive. You know, it's a run, it's to kick a bag, you know, boxing. And it's getting that physical exertion to burn the stress. But your friendly people, on the other hand, may need a nap. They need to just, you know, maybe be quiet, maybe read a book. Their recharging is very different. And so we run into that conflict in families when stress is crazy with a life event and you know, you have one person wanting to go, go, go. If you're that friendly, you're going to be more stressed and have that tendency to just collapse, you know, and get sick. You know, your factual people need to do cognitive, mental challenging things, crossword puzzles, right? We look at some people and we go, why are you doing crossword puzzles? They're so boring. That's because that's your style. But for them, that's a stress reliever. They're using their intellect. And then, you know, the fun people are the folks, that's why they call up a friend. That's why they go, you know, let's get drinks. Let's go have lunch. It's a stress reliever. And so we each need to know what it takes for us, so that when, you know, those different types of stresses are, and you're starting to listen right to the whisper instead of the mm-hmm. scream, if we do those sooner, we can then take those stress levels down, which then takes those hormones, that horrible cortisol, down, and we begin to put our body back in balance.
You know, that's absolutely fascinating. And as you're talking about that, you know, I'm thinking about the differences between my husband and I, because when I would ask him, what are you thinking about? And he'd say nothing. I'd say, wait a minute. No, you've got to be thinking about something. You can't. But I've learned that when men say nothing, it's literally nothing. They process information. They do things differently. And, you know, we've been married almost 40 years, and it took me probably till about 30 years to figure that out. But it's true. And it's accepting those differences in our relationship. But I love the fact that when you understand those things, you really can have better relationships and better communication, because, you know, we all have expectations in relationships. But when you understand where someone's coming from, it makes such a difference. And the other thing you said that was really interesting is I consider myself an introvert, but yet I can go out and I can be very friendly and social and, you know, lead groups and speak and do all those things. Mm-hmm. But when I'm finished or I'm I need my downtime.
You're
I need
done.
My time to recharge.
You need to recharge.
Otherwise, I just collapse.
Right. And that is the difference, because a fun person can do all of that and then still want more. And that's really mm-hmm. where we distinguish, because they both have people in common, but one is much more outgoing, one is much more reserved. And your point is spot on. We can be any of these things. You know, we really have all four in us because life requires it. It's just we have what is most comfortable for us, and we need to know that because, like you, you know, if you were to push and push and push and not do that recharge, you would pay the price physically, mm-hmm. mentally, emotionally, the meltdown. And mm-hmm. that's what we need to understand about ourselves, is not to try to keep up with somebody else. And that's what happens in marriages, is we see that spouse, well, how come they can just do this? And we try it, but it's not who we are. And we have to fight for ourselves and say, great, that's good for you, but I need that bubble bath. You know, I need mm-hmm. my little candles. I need to take the time. And, you know, I have my very first book, A Healthier, Happier You, is 101 ideas for people on how to manage their stress. And I'll tell you, I tried them all, because when I was, you know, 97 pounds, I would try anything. And, you know, you find your go-tos. And that's what I would encourage people, and is, what are your go-tos? You know, when everything is just starting to go a little nuts, what is going to help you to take that stress level down and make the time to do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think understanding your type really helps, because I can see how in so many circumstances we're always trying to keep up with everyone else, but it's really important to understand what the different types are, because now I can say, okay, it's okay that I can't keep up. It doesn't mean I'm not as good as that person. It's really not even a comparison, but we do compare ourselves. And understand, this is what I need. They need something different, and that's okay. That's
it's
what makes
so
us all who
freeing.
We are.
It's so freeing. You know, I can't tell you how many people, whether it's we're dealing with stress or their health, you know, and their weight, or even their job situation, it's freeing mm-hmm. to say, I don't have to be them. I am different. Mm-hmm. And when we can appreciate our differences, it opens us up to appreciate their differences. And like you said, we can have richer relationships, less conflict, and that all is going to help with our stress level.
Absolutely. Can you give me an example of maybe someone that you've coached and how once they really realized who they were, you know, kind of going from one extreme to the other, from not getting it to getting it, how that really impacted their life?
Yes, lots and lots of stories, but one that comes to mind that really kind of puts it all together is, this lady was a friendly, so very introverted, very compassionate, but she was in a job that required her to be very demanding, very outgoing, very fast-paced, and she was very good at it. You know, she could do the job and do it well. However, it was at the expense of her own life. As soon as she came home, she would collapse. She couldn't even cook, so she had to eat out all the time, which then meant she was sick and overweight. She didn't exercise because she just didn't have the energy. She had no social life. She would literally become a zombie at night and then repeat again. So we meet, and we do the assessment. And I also, besides my book, you know, have these extensive reports, and we can do a quick little debrief. It's awesome stuff. They can take a look at my website. But anyway, we help her to understand she is expending all of this energy to be something she's not. And through the course of our coaching, she got the courage to, and I don't recommend this extreme, but she was so sick, to her, she had to. She quit her job, and she was making very good money. She quit her job. She went back to school, and her parents supported her because they were seeing their daughter fall apart before their very eyes. So they helped support her. She goes back to school, and, you know, she was in her, you know, late 30s. So that's a scary, risky change. She became a physical therapist for children. She got healthy. She had energy. She ended up finally meeting someone and marrying. She has a family. She loves her life because she is not spending all of this money at her job. It's all free money, right? That's another way to look at it. Is you only have so much money in your bank account. She comes home and she still has money because she loves what she's doing. It's slower pace. It's one-on-one with these children. She gets to help them. A whole new person and a whole new life because she took the time to understand her wiring and how she was not operating within that.
Wow, that's an amazing example. And I think it just goes to show that when you really understand yourself and your body and all the things that are going on, you really can come up with the perfect solution. We need to take our final break. And when we come back, I just want to kind of wrap all this together and really talk just a little bit more about how people can identify when their body is under stress and some of the things that they can do to really find that perfect balance like the woman you were just talking about.
Excellent.
This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we've been talking with Lorraine Bosie-Smith, having a fascinating conversation. I've learned so much, and she's talked about her fit model. She's talked about how you can find out what your style is to really help find what you want to do for exercise, for eating, and how to reduce stress. And I'd like to spend our last few minutes together, Lorraine, talking a little bit more about stress because it is such a hot topic today. And I love the way you explained in the last segment about positive stress, negative stress, and motivating stress because it really puts it all in perspective. I know you've learned so much over the years. Is there anything more that you can share with us about how stress impacts and affects your body and things that we should know about how to deal with it?
Yes. What I learned through my journey is, you know, the analogy I use is like a car that has four tires, right? If you've ever had a blowout on one of your tires, you realize that it doesn't matter that you have three others. Your ride just got wild and crazy because that tire went out. We're the same, and we have four tires that I call emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual health. And what I learned through my experience was I was actually pretty good with my spiritual health and not too bad, you know, with my physical, right? Because I was doing some things, although I got better with that. But where I failed miserably was my emotional stress, the head stuff, the mental, and because I didn't know. And so I had two tires that were completely bombed out. And I wondered why, you know, my car crashed. And so it's this reminder that we're not one-dimensional. We need to look at how are we doing emotionally? How are our thoughts? Do we have that stinking thinking and those negative voices in our head going on? But we also need to take care of our body. And whatever spirituality is for you, it's just taking that time to be in the moment and to appreciate and have gratitude. And it's all of those things that are tools for us to help manage our stress in a better way, to create a better ride for ourselves. And when those tires are being inflated and cared for, we can sail through and get to where we want to go without an accident. And so it's looking at those things. And in all honesty, you know, it isn't something you think about once in a blue moon. I mean, it's almost a daily thing to kind of just check in and go, how am I doing? Just like you got to go to the gas station and check the tire pressure. How are you doing with these things? And you'll find, because of your style, that there's a couple that you'll do great with, and there's probably a couple that you're not so good with, and those are the areas you really need to work on. And so I encourage people to just get honest and say, how am I doing? Because I don't want to have that blowout.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting, and I'm a real visual person, so it's interesting you use the car analogy, because I've been having that conversation with a number of people lately just about how we take care of our car so much more than we take care of our body. And the car you can replace. I mean, you know, people don't even keep them that long anymore. Yet our body, I mean, you can replace some parts, although that's not the best thing to do. But, you know, it's, for the most part, it is what it is. And we need to take better care of it. We need to take, really treat our body like we do our possessions. Yeah. And really look at all of those. And I love looking at all those. And it kind of ties back to what you said in the beginning, you know, about exercise. This should really be part of your life, not just an event, not just something you do once a week, once a month, you know, on January 1st. It needs to be something you do constantly to really help keep it all in balance.
Right. But when we tie it into your style, it doesn't feel so painful. It actually just becomes as natural as breathing. We don't think about it. It's just part of life, and you can create that. You really can create that, just like you can create a more balanced life. I know there's a lot of skepticism that people say there is no such thing as work-life balance. Well, I disagree. But what it takes is defining it. You have to look at who you are and your style and what balance looks like for you, not somebody else. And that's what gets us in trouble, is we look at the media, we look at the world, we get this pressure of what it all has to be. Well, no, it has to be what you want it to be. And that, you know, would probably be my final message for people, is to love yourself enough to put your health and your well-being at the top, because you're not worth anything to anybody else if you're not loving and taking care of yourself.
Yeah, and it really goes back to, we were talking about understanding your style, because we compare ourselves to everyone else. I mean, it's just something natural we do. I'd love to say don't do it, but I know that's not going to happen. But really understand what you need and where you are, and it's not about what the person next to you is doing or what everyone else is doing. It's okay to be different, to do it differently. And, you know, we're
so celebrate
busy.
That. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so much going on, and we've got 24/7 access to information, to connections. And I know I was really guilty of doing a lot of that, and I've really tried to step back. My word for this year, I've never done it before. I don't know what hit me this year. My word is intentional, and I'm really trying
to be. That gives me chills. And I have done a word for, oh my goodness, 10, 15 years now. And that has been my word. And isn't it amazing? Wherever I go, I'm having those opportunities to be very intentional with my energy, my time, my emotions, my career. And what a wonderful message for others to consider, to be very intentional with their lives. Because, you know, it isn't a one-size-fits-all, back to that. It's what is going to work for them.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important to really stop and look at all the things that we're doing and what really makes sense for us to do. I don't have to do it because someone else is doing it. I want to do it because it fits for me. It's the right thing for me. And it's given me so much freedom to say yes to things or no to things or make decisions. It's way better
than making a lot of, New Year's resolutions and setting a lot of different things. It's really about saying, okay, here's who I am, here's what I want, and here's what I'm going to do to make that happen. And everything's coming together beautifully. It's so fun.
It is. And, again, it just goes back to another nugget for folks to write down, because I think we get stuck, especially women, thinking when we take care of ourselves, we're being selfish. And that is not the case. What we are doing is very different. It's called self-care. And mm-hmm. that I want to impart in people, that is not selfish. That is actually very loving to do, because when we are managing our stress and not biting people's head off, and when we are keeping ourselves healthy and strong, we're more productive in our careers, we can be better friends and mothers and daughters and everything when we are filling up that own cup and doing that self-care. And so, quit doing what everybody else is doing and define it for yourself. One of the things I heard over and over again from my clients and why I wrote this book was exactly where they were, and it's, I want my life back. That's the title of one of my other books. And if they were really intrigued with the stress, that would be a great one for them. But that's my hope for our program today, is people would get their own lives back.
Oh, that's a great great thought to share. You've shared so much with us today, and it's been an incredible conversation. How can our listeners learn more about you and what you offer, your books, and how can they connect with you?
Yes, I am on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and then my website is actually my name, and it's Lorraine, LorrainBosse-Smith.com. So LorraineBosse-Smith.com is my website. I have tons of free articles and resources and podcasts, and then, of course, all of the books that we mentioned today and my fitness DVDs are available for sale. So I hope that they would invest in themselves to get their lives back and, finally get fit and healthy.
That's great. And we will list and have a link to your website on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com site along with today's interview. And I'd love to ask you just one final thing as we end our interview. If you could give our listeners just one action item, and I know you shared a couple, but what would be the one thing that you would encourage them to do in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love?
Love yourselves and know that you are worth every bit of time and money that you invest, and to really know that, if we don't take care of ourselves, nobody else is. And so I just wish for them to be very intentional with that and to choose not to just sit back in the driver's seat of that car, but to get in the, get in the driver's seat and make very deliberate decisions moment by moment. And again, those small things can make a big, huge difference in their lives. And I wish them well.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. And that's a great way to end our conversation. I really appreciate your time. And I can see having another conversation. So I look forward to it.
Yes, me as well. It was wonderful, a joy. And just thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you. So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Be part of the conversation. Click on Facebook and share your thoughts. Share what you loved about today's conversation and share your questions. And take care. Have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.